Nusra Heles, Hoyotiras, Pesach Matzah. Because there is a machlokes achronim, how we should say it, whether we should say Hoyotiras Matzah Merer or Hoyotiras Pesach Matzah. So that's why you have two Nusra's in the other. Now, all right, it's not, of course it's very significant, whether you say it. Yekirach Matzum or Yekirach Pesa Matzum. Very significant in itself. But on a relative scale, it's not of so much significance as the Etzim Shire, whether according to here, so you have the mitzvahs to eat out the Kruche Pesach Matzum or out the Kruche of Matzah Mor, not just the Matzah Mor. According to many of the Shemim, so Kira's din is not only the Chatzir, it's not in the Eved. It seems to be in Machlokes, Rashi, the Rashbam embraces, according to the Rashbam and the Rambam. So, according to Hillel, if somebody will not eat the Matzah Mor, Pesach Matzah Mor, and the Shulchet will not be in time to eat in the Eved. According to you will not be mikayim the mitzvah even in the Eved, but according to the Balamoria and Teisves, he will be mikayim the mitzvah the Eved. Even according to Yira, it's only the Chatkile. So there are many of the Shemim who say that according to Yira, if you don't eat it out of the Kriche, even the Eved are not become the Mitzvah. So the question is, what does it mean? Out of the Kriche of Matzah Mor or out of the Kriche Pesach Matzah Mor? So that's not clear. Here, in the Yerushalmi in Chalos says explicitly that it's Pesach Matzah Mor. Explicit, but the Rambam, when he mentions the union of Kirche, he mentions not Pesach Matzah Mor, but Matzah Mor. So the question is, what is, according to Hillel, what does Hillel require? Whether Hillel is doing the Chatkila, will it mean the other is another child. But whatever it is, does it involve a Kirche Pesach Matzah Mor, or it involves a Kirche Matzah Mor? The Yerushalmi in Chalos Perek Aleph says explicitly Pesach Matzah Mor. And there really is no Rishon who says to the counter. The only Rishon who might say to the counter is the Rambam, but we don't know how the Rambam passes, whether the Rambam passes as he's speaking with the mayor, he passed us like that, and that's not such a good question. Anyway, it's very comforting. So man tani di shamas le misus in batal zeh zuhio, di tanye omwa le palgur, she le kirchen bas hachas reichu, she nema arau matis in reinem yuchu, so meile, here it are meile says, that when nikrach ish matzu more bada adode, why? Because Matzah Mazeh the Raise, and where is the Rabbonon? So Meile, and the Raise level more is the Shus. So even according to Mandoma, the thesis in the Vatu is Rezu, that means here the Tane, who says, listen, Vatu is Hanumur the Raise, and the Raise. Or the Rabbonon, the Rabbonon, but the Raisi, the Rabbonon, said the Raisi, like the Rabbonon is Rishus, so said the Rabbonon, which means, so said the Rishus, Vatulay the Raisi. So Mele, he cannot do it with Manasseh, even according to the Torah, even according to the Tane, needless to mention, according to the Rabbonon of Torah, that he cannot do it. Alright, now that that's Rashba. Matzah the Raisa more Rabbon time for Mishir Pirakim. A few Manom at the Chidin the Chiyadodin knew Kulam Kiyo Mitzes Dino. The Lady Batla Dode. So that's only with my body. So both were on the same level. Mitzvah the Raisa. But now with my Zeh, so more of this does not involve the Kiyo Mitzvah the Raisa. Batla Tam Matzah the Raisa. The Russian is the Rashi with Tam Matzah the Raisa. I just have to emphasize it. how much I like it. He is my mother, like how much I like it. That is something that should be considered. Or
conceived. What does it mean to move off the road in spirit?
Well, please look like. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss that.
Good.
No, I mean, so if there's the same question, when Mother says, according to you, so mitzvahs, any battle, according to Homo Dura, it's the Mishmah mitzvah battle. So what does it mean? Battle is going to mean any battle. Okay. Let us see that. Then the battle is the Rambam says, Kilchom Basahas, so it's you have massive, I mean, well, the massive that is put in parenthesis looks superfluous in Monashia, because if you read it, so there is a superfluity in the Russian. Matzeh Pesach Matzeh. So, I mean, so that's why it was called the Sour Amish book. Do you understand why it did, right? Because it doesn't make sense. It's obviously superfluous. So Kirchum Basachas, Pesach Matzomor. So, but it's all Anishburg only put Matzah in parentheses. But Pesach, he didn't put in parentheses. Why didn't he put Pesach in parentheses? Because that makes a lot of sense. Pesach Matzomor is the Russian word. Only how it worked out. So Rashi Shittim is definitely the, like the Yoshanim Chalim, according to Hillel, the kifah has to be Pesach Matzah, not just Matzah, the way it's mentioned in most others. So Kirch Basachas Pesach Matzah, Kirch in the Kerachachot, my Kirch in the Gemi. Oh, so. Then the Gemara says, Shenema, Matzah, Sumreim, Yechlu. So according to Hillel, Yechlu implies that it has to be eaten on the tree. Omar Yechaneh, Chayu Kimel, Chabeyov. Chayu Kimel, Chabeyov, it's interesting, that there is now Tzal Ramshbo. He says, I am Bia Suti and the Russian Rajbam, the tasters, the Shalos Chubas, Sharafraim, Simon Nale, Dimir, Dale, the Shalos Chubas, Nisiako, Beilach Meir, the Tunish, Shekulam Soma, Radelis, and Shinarazad, Ramban, the Sifra Mohammed, the Sudi. In other words, they ignore what the Baramoya, because his Gemara is very complicated. So, in other words, so this is what from Saul Ranishbog says, that we have to look into the Rishayim. Because then we'll see how the Rishayim explained. You know, it's not. It might be relatively easy to explain the moral ignoring version. It might be relatively easy. Because if you look into the shaming, so it becomes more and more difficult. But there's no other way at all. You have to look into the shaming. Even though it makes it more complicated. You know what? The member of Kotzka said, see, the remarkable, every word of the member of Kotzka is has a lot of insight. So, the Pesukim tell us, Yesit Das, Yesit Machir. The more knowledge you acquire, the more headaches you have. So, the member of Kotzka is the Kashim. I just remember have to tell us that the Torah, you know, Torah is something that is legitimized. But Shlomo HaMelech is going to tell us psychological phenomena. Of course, it's true. The more knowledge one acquires, the more habits. Ignorance is bliss, everybody knows. I mean, the less you know, the better off you are, the happier you are. The more knowledge you have, the more unhappy you are, the more trouble you have. He's not going to tell a psychological phenomena, so there must be a aloche. So what is the aloche? So remember what I said, the aloche means, you shouldn't say, why should I acquire so much knowledge? I'll be much happier if I don't acquire so much knowledge. Okay, listen, you can be a fine Jew, and without acquiring the maximum according to one's potential. Why shall we have to? I won't have so many problems. So Shlomo says, no, that's how long. It's not just a psychological phenomenon. Yisit das, yisit machet. In spite of the fact that the more you learn, you get more headaches, but you shouldn't feel deterred from acquiring more and more knowledge, because that's your obligation. To find out more and more knowledge, to be yisit das without a limit, in spite of the fact that the degree of das is directly proportional to the degree of mach. So in other words, this is what from Tzalar Anshpot he said. He mentions that we should look into the Rishayim. So, because even though without looking into the Rishayim, so it's easier to go through the more. And we look into the Rishayim, so then we might become more confused. Basic mach, it's all right to become confused by the Rishayim. In the long run, it will culminate in clarity, you see. For the time being, it will involve a little bit of confusion. Yes, it does, you see. Anyway, so we have to do it. We have to go with the more according to the vision. Alright. So, on the Rabbi Yochanan, Chilkin of Chavira Bawir, Itani Yochanan, the Kilchon Pasachas, the Ichon, Kiberach Shihir, Ichon, Tomblema, Romatzei, Sungerim, Yolchlu. Atum Zebif Neatzmo, Bizebif Neatzmo. So the Chachomim of Yor, they say that the Ika Mitzvah of Achillas Matzah Morah, Pesach Matzah Morah, is not all the truth. But Shalei Hodei Kriv, and from the same person, that here learns out the Vika Mitzvah is Al Dei Kriv, Al Matzah Sumerolim Yechlu. So what does it mean? Yechlu, who is the subject of Yechlu? The Pesach. Al Matzah Sumerolim, they shall eat it. Who is it? It is the Pesach. That means the Pesach shall be eaten together with matzah more. So it's how the truth. But the Chachamim say no, that the law implies separate. The Ika Mitzvah is that it should be eaten separate, individual. So Rashi Chashbam explained it. Yolchlu kol echad bifnei atzmo. Midriksiv, so it was written here, Midriksiv Yechlu Eise. So then, this form of Machreinim, Leseh Eise. So that's why it was put. Now, I don't know, I mean, I never know. Who is the one who puts parentheses in certain words, you know, in the more impassioned places? Probably from Saul Anshbuch. You would see Yechlu, so he puts it in parentheses, but originally it was written that Hashem when you see Yechlu. I think that this is all right. Vanoli Dali da Pesach Koi. Yechsiv Yil vi Ochlo Sabos. Okay, maybe it's easier to understand it without the Yechsiv, but it makes a lot of sense even with the Yechsiv. So in other words, the Chachomim learn out from the Pesach state and sees Yechlu when it could have been written Yechlu, stop, or Yechlu Eisev. So to tell us why did the Torah have to say Yechlu, you see, so it makes more sense. It makes more sense if we really put the Eisev in parentheses. So then, there is strong right, after all, there is no superfluous letter in the Torah. I mean, that dam is mitamik psoi because of the eater of the nose. So, if the Torah could have written just Yechlu, How much is the volume weight? Why do the Torah have to give two explanatories? Very few rules. So from that we learn out that the Deika Mitzvah is to be eaten individually. True, in other words, he has to eat the Pesach together with matzah more, but not the Trichachas. Together, in other words, he'll eat each one of the three meals of the Pesach, the matzah, the more, separately, individually. But if we agree with him, we receive Yechu Eisei, so then, all right, it still makes a lot of sense. Because then, I don't know, I'm not involved in books, I don't know. But if we agree with Yechu Eisei, so then it means that our people took. So, whenever you have one subject, a single subject, without partners, let's say, so then you have to say Yehu and say, and Yehu implies, has the connotation, in other words, each one of the three subjects here, so that we can consider one subject, Pesach, and we consider three subjects, Pesach, Matzah, Mor. So if the Kabbalah Satorah had been that the Kabbalah Pesach should be eaten together with Matzah and Mor, in other words, that there is a single subject, so then the proper way of expressing it would be Yehu Eisei. Since the Torah employs the expression Yehu, so then it means that there is not one single subject, but there are three partners in subjects in each one of the three. So each one of the three will be eaten together with Matzah Mor. In other words, the Pesach, each one of the three subjects, Pesach, Matzah Mor, shall be eaten individually together with Matzah Mor. That's it. But if we are not givers, Yehu Eisei, so then there is this opportunity. The Torah could have said, Al Matzah Sumrei Yehu. So, after all, the Torah discusses here the Confessor, primarily. And then it says that Al Matzah Sumrei Yehu. So what would it mean? Yehu is a Pesach Al Matzah Sumrei. Why did the Torah say Yehu? Two explanators, two advisors, that the Ikar HaMitzvah is by eating every one individual, but of course, together, all the three are eaten, but each one is eaten individually. Alright. So, see the Ochre Sanders. Say, Itanye Yoch, Yochit Kochum Vasachas, the Ikon, Kibera, Shiro Ikon, Tau Vena, Matis, Umbrella, Yochlo, Atu Zebuk Niatz, Budi Zebuk Niatz, Mei. Masker Rabash, Yoche, Maya Fil. So in other words, there is a difficulty in that price. The price says, Yochel Mikilchum Vasachas Veichlo, Kiderach Shihir Veichlo. So in other words, so it's mashma that I would say, without the posik of Hamatzah Mor Yochlo, so Mitzvah Shmona would say that the preferable thing is to eat it out of the tree. He says, Yochel, I would say, why should I say Mitzvah Shmona? Talmud Lema, no. Even though it's a Rasvara, the Finnish condition, we should say that the Ika Mitzvah is to live out of the Kirche, but there is a Rasakosu, the Zebik Neatmi Zef Neatmi, that it's not the Ika Mitzvah. But you shouldn't say that here. So you should say, Yochel Yikilchom Vasachas, Bechlom, I would say that the Ika Mitzvah is al Kirche, Talmud Leo Matzim Lechlur, the Ika Mitzvah is not al Kirche. But it says, I feel the Bechnatzim Lechlur. So it means, even if you won't not eat, to eat it al Kirche, it's also, but it's not the, the preferable thing. So, that, so there is a stira between the beginning of the Braise and the Mastani of the Braise. Because the beginning of the Braise, when it says, Yochel, Basachas, I would say, without the Zerzakosu, that the Adifes consists, the Kamitzveh consists, in the Tal Mitzvah, but I'm going to know. So I feel, in twice, yeah, the Adifes consists, the best thing, the ideal thing is to eat the Tal Mitzvah. But, no problem if you didn't eat Tal Mitzvah. So, but that's not a lotion. So now we shall know Tal Mitzvah is also right. But all the truth, that's the ideal thing. But the lesson from the beginning of the Bible is like not from that thing. Yochel, from the way I know, it's not like that. So there is a still, that's Ravashi's kash. Master Ravashi, Yochel, my akhir. So, Elam Ravashi, Haitanu Hohet. Yochel, no yeitzi, go with the divorce, Yalem, that even that it's miyakim the evet, if he doesn't eat it out of Kirche, and if you hear from Asachas Reichon, he then actually knew Reichon, Talmud Leimer, I'll match it some way when you feel, I feel the Zed of Nazim, but it's not right, now it's all right. In other words, without the Zed of Sarkosum, what you know, I would say that, that Kirche is miyakim the evet. Miyakim the evet. Because of the Zerzakosu, it's not Makel Deheret. But, so I feel, even in the Deheret, it's all right, even when it's eaten individually. But I don't think it's Mashma, it's the truth, even according to the Rabbanit. I mean, it's a big Chiddush. Because one is apt to, is tempted to assume a contra-bondio, no, the ideal thing. Is that the individual, not only because the truth is that he's wrong. So he said no. So according to Rashi's chat, Rashi says it's a machlik is between Rabbi Yochanan and Ravashi. But according to Ravashi, we pass from Ravashi. So according to Ravashi, so it means that the machlik is between here and the Chacham. According to Hillel, so Kvich is Me'aki, he's not even not in the time of Mitzvah if you don't eat it all the truth. According to the Chachom of Hillel, it's not Me'aki, but the proper thing is to eat it all the truth, but Me'aki it isn't. You're not the kind of meat. But according to Chacham, you are the kind of meat. But it's not the proper thing. It's not the proper thing to eat it individually. To eat it on the truth is the proper thing. So Rashi Rashbam says, Vashki Rashi, when you hear Kino of Chavirov, Kirabirichane, So, according to Rashi, then the next Rashi, which is on the Gemara, we didn't learn yet. So he says, Rashi, you can hear the Saloi Kirei Chabon. The Rabbon and the Drei say, Leder here, the Tzvich and Abbe Shabbat on it. Aber if you can come back, the Pilda, the Rabbon and the Gamre, less the Tzvich and Klau. You see, so according to Rashi, it's very important. There is a Machlein, so according to Rashi, it's always a slip of the tongue and the custom to say Rashi, but it's the Rashbam. So, according to the Rashbam, according to Hillel, Shvich is Me'aki. Shvich is Me'aki. According to the Rabbanim of Hillel, Shvich is certainly not Me'aki. But, is non-Chulchaneaki von Ab, so according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to the Rabbanon of Hillel, so non-Chulchaneaki, it's a prerequisite for the Kima Mitzvah. But according to Rabashe, so the Rabbanon made it out, Chulchan is fine. But whereas Hillel says, only all the truth is mikayim mitzvah. And shalom all the truth is not mikayim the mitzvah. The Rabbanan will say, you are mikayim the mitzvah of the truth. And it's fine. And even shalom all the truth, they are also mikayim the mitzvah. But the proper thing, according to Rav Asher, the Paschal of Rav Asher, so even according to Rabbanan of Hillel, the proper thing is to eat it all the truth. That's Rashi. Now, the Baal Meir has another Gilson. Another word. Baal Meir's Gilson is Elomar, Master Ravash. Yoche Maya Philip. Elomar Ravash. Haitan Yoche Kono. Yoche Lugetzi Bolivu. What's he? Elohim King. Kilkhon. No. Elomar Ravash. Haitan Yoche Kono. In other words, according to Rashi and Tislevs and Ramban, so this price represents the view of the Chachamim of the earth. According to what Moyas Gil say, Rabashi is saying that this price represents the view of the earth. Here, another Rabban, because according to the Rabban, so how can we say a few zedek niatzmei, zedek niatzmei? In other words, but all the truth is fine, no! According to Rabban, a few truth is no good, even the emet is not the kind of mitzvah. But this price says, Rabashi says, this price is not the price of the Rabban of the earth, is the price of the earth, the Rabban himself is saying. So, the Rabban, if Masri can go, may as he also says, he says, Hai Tani Hiru, Dikton, Yochel le Yeitzi ben Yechivosei, Elon ki Kirchon basachas veichon, ki derach shiru heichon, he says, sounds strange, that Hiru is saying, ki Yochel le Yeitzi ben Yechivosei, Elon ki Kirchon, Basachas Veichon, Kidera Shiro Veichon. He himself is saying it. I mean, why is it so strange? Why did Tiel say Kidera Shiro Veichon? In other words, he is saying that in Shite, it's not in Te. It was in Shite's, Chachomim. I mean, even though they were Chachomim, they were Chelik, but they were Chachomim, they were Uyghur there. So he says, the Kirel was the prototype of the chit. He represented the chit, but he wasn't a yochid in that way. There is a whole chabur of Chachmi Yisrael, great giants who did it like him. So here I'm saying, anyway, he wasn't mean that Kirel himself formulated the crisis. The Tanner who formulated the price, so he agreed with it. So maybe he formulated that way. But Ramban feels that it's strange to say that if this price is the price of Hillel, so that he should say, Yochel, Leyitzi ben Chibosei, Yochel, Kikilchon, Vasachas, Veichon, Kidash, Yochel. All right, so the Rambam rejects this Gersi. But Ramiya's Gersi is that Rabashi is saying that this price represents the view of Yor. Mashiach can call it the Rabbon of Yor. So then all the truth is not in the kind of needs. It's not in the kind the call the Rabbon of Yor. So all the truth is not in the kind of needs. So it's not Shaykh to say a few. But here I'm saying, the Tane who agrees with Hillel that there is a mitzvah in a mufcher, it's a mufcher to that the proper way is to lead it out of Tchuche, so Yochel, that according to Hillel, it's market, Tchuche is market in the head, from Blema Yochel, Here it is not Me'atim. You can show all the Tichus also. That's the Bar Mitzvah. All right, now. So far we saw the Rashbam Shikeh in the Bar Mitzvah. In the Bar Mitzvah, there's another verse. So that means that there is a basic machlokes between the Rashbam and the Bar Mitzvah. According to the Rashbam, so according to Hillel, truth is Me'atim. Here, you cannot even tell the Mitzvah Shalei al truth. According to Bar Mitzvah, truth is important, but Me'atim is important. According to it. And then there is another machlokes between the Bar Mitzvah and the Rashbam, because according to the Bar Mitzvah, according to Hillel, Shvicha is not Me'ake, but according to the Rabbanon, non Shvicha is Me'ake, according to that. Non Shvicha is Me'ake. In other words, how the Shvicha is not Me'ake, the Mitzvah, according to the Rashbam, according to the Rabbanon, of Hillel, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Asher, and we pass on like Rav Asher. So, according to the Rabbanon of Hillel, so you can create, say, the mitzvah of Pesach in two ways. Either al the Tricha, or even Shalom al the Tricha. Oh, now let's see the pages. The pages we see here, I mean, is Yisik Das, Yisik Nach. Because there is a Mashon on this thing. Because the Mashon was bothered by this thing. Elom Rav Asher. Eim Yira Kipir Shad Kuntres. In Shabbish Rav Asher Yilzid Rav Yichan. Shal Teit Lagi Abraise Apu Rechaser. Kim Shon Magin Kam Abraises. Min Shabbish Yilzid Rav Yichan. So now it's according to the Kuntres. That's the Rashbam the Kuntres. So that means that there is a machlokes between Rav Asher and Rabbi Yochanan, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, so the Rabbanon of Yirah, the Rabbanon of Yirah holds that the mitzvah of Achilas on Pesach can be fulfilled davke shayla v'tricha, and according to Rav Asher, it can be fulfilled al v'tricha, and even so that means that Rabbi Yochanan is Mishabe, that Rashi is Mishabe to Rabbi Yochanan. He is great on Rabbi Yochanan in the Pshat, in the Rabbanon Shit. So this is his head. Elo Rav Asher Maskit at Nei Yishik, v'mifolosh et Chilt in Rabbanon Shit, v'yasru Yitche, v'yikeim, v'may Atir, Rabbon Sabre, the whole woman is lost. They are the Shriche, they collect the body. Utida Hillel, the Matsri Chrich. The Nakta Rabbon Apilu, Mishum Hill. The Nakta Rabbon Apilu, Mishum Hill. So what does this to say? Not that there is a Machlokes between the Yechanan and Rav Asher in the Pshat, in the Rabbon Rabbon. No, there is no machlokes. But that the Rav Asher is masik against the Bnei Yeshiva. In other words, and Rav Asher really explains what Rabbi Yochanan. There is no machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Asher. So what did Rav Asher say? The Rabbi Yochanan's kasha was. Rabbi Yochanan's kasha was. Why does he use the Lashon Afilu? So he says, no. Yochel, what Rabbi Yochanan said, not Yochel, Yikichum Basachas, but Yochel, Yitzi Ben Chabosin, Eron Yikichum Basachas. The Yichon, Kidera, Shehiro Yichon, I could say like Hillel, I'm not like, no, it's not like Hillel. Al matzis yimreirin yichlu, zebif ni'atzmi, zebif ni'atzmi. So without that fuel, we should ignore that fuel. So why do you use the Lashon HaTov? That was Rabbi Yochanan's, that was Rav Asher's kasha against the Bnei Yeshiva. No, the answer is, it really doesn't mean Hilo. He uses the Lashon HaTov because according to Hilo it would be Hilo. But Aliva de Rabbanon is not Hilo. Aliva de Rabbanon is Hilo. So he's saying, Yochel Yitzim Chabos Yom Kikir from the Sachas Ve'ichlon Kiberach Shiyo Ve'ichlon Kalimdeima Matzim Ve'im Yechlu Zebich Ni'atzmei Ve'zebich Ni'atzmei. It doesn't mean that Kriche is the ideal thing. No, Kriche is not the ideal thing. In other words, you can fulfill according to the Rabbanon the mitzvah l'achilas Pesach in two ways. Either by kriche or simon. This is what he is saying so. But that's not all. Vintim, Mimroyom Yisov Achilo Yodin Yivakim. Vim Neshan Hoche Vigol Kho. Vim, Kol Rabon Nano Yivakim. Vim Koch Nano. Now, so this means that according to what the Gemara says now, so even the Rabbanon made it that you can be kind of the mitzvah al v'chuch. You can be kind of the mitzvah al v'chuch. You can be kind of the mitzvah shaloi al v'chuch. So how do you know that you are holding mitzvahs in the battles? Zuzu, because if mitzvahs would be in battles, Zuzu, how would you be in kind of the mitzvah? To kriche, so the more should be in battle the Pesach, so I mean of the Matzah, the Pesach, but the Knesset Sim Kasha against the Rabbanon, the Gemara says only Hillel holds mitzvahs in the battle of Zuzu. The implication being that the Rabbanon of Hillel holds that mitzvahs in the battle of Zuzu. But still, mitzvahs in battle Zuzu. But still, the Rabbanon of Hillel also agree that you have a book as David, you are willing to say all the truth and do. So the kasha is, but it should be mitzvahs in battle Zuzu. Somebody showing you here is the aloche, that mitzvahs in battle Zuzu. But the Rabbanon hold mitzvahs is mitzvah Zuzu. So why do we say the end of the kind of mitzvah in order to fit? Because there is a special Zuzu HaKosu. There is a special Zuzu HaKosu. Fine. So maybe he will also agree, the generally speaking, mitzvah is mitzvah Zuzu. But here there is a special Zuzu HaKosu. And of course, according to Hillel, the chapel of Matzah Sumerini of Lulu is that it should be now the truth. So there is a special Zuzu HaKosu. But that doesn't mean that there is a general aloha of mitzvahs in the battle of Zuzu. Moreshach, if you say, in the discussion of Zakosov, should learn out how to cure from Pesach, say the same thing that we are going to. So why would Moreshach say that a hero holds mitzvahs in the battle of Zuzu, but the Rabbanon holds? A hero holds mitzvahs in the battle of Zuzu, but the Rabbanon holds mitzvahs in the battle of Zuzu. But Hillel, as far as the other is concerned, Hillel and the Rabbanon say the same thing. So, and the Rabbanon admittedly say that mitzvahs mevatel Zuzu. Still, by contrast, it's all right. Why? Because of special Zuzu HaKosu. So maybe a common deal is also because of the special Zuzu HaKosu. It's a very strong cash. Very strong cash. So the Miri mentions that pshat. That pshat, I mean, that's why it's so important to look into the Rishon, because when I saw in the mirror, I mean, it shed so much light on the suki, because until I saw in the mirror, I thought that the Rabbanon definitely have to hold that mitzvahs mevatel Zuzu, because the Gemara says, man tamo di sova mitzvahs mevatel Zuzu, in the Gemara, in Zlochim Dachayim Vod, here, so it's mashma, that according to Rabbanon of Hillel, so mitzvahs is mevatel Zuzu. So the Gemara says, no, ain't a commandment. Just as Hillel holds that mitzvahs is mishakol zu and zu, mitzvahs in the Bible says, so I'll leave it there in this. So the Rabbanon also holds that mitzvahs in the Bible says. Rabbanon also holds the Bible says. But we have, it's not really foolish that the Rabbanon of here hold mitzvahs in the Bible says. Mashiach, the one thing is not foolish. The Tiller of Rabbanon, he spells it out that mitzvahs is in the Bible says. But as far as the Rabbanon, he could argue, but I will be honest, even the Rabbanon made it that mitzvahs in the Bible says. And that's the right is because the Rabbanon made it to hear. The Rabbanon made it to hear all that you can make the mitzvah of Achillas Chodin Kesach, I'll be Kirche to. I'll be Kirche to. Some may learn, but it should be in battle. The answer is, it's the Sarkozy, that mitzvahs are not in battle, it is not in the Sarkozy, just by Pesach. In quarter, go into the battle. So that's how it was. But you couldn't say the Rabbanon, that's the prototype of the Shite, that mitzvahs are in battle. Here is the prototype. Because in here you couldn't imagine, as far as the Rabbanon you could argue. But how did the MS, even the Rabbanon would do it here, that mitzvahs in that research. This is what the Mir is. But that sheds new light on the Pshat in the book. But Tisvis doesn't say that. So Tisvis assumes that only Hillel holds mitzvahs is in that research. But the Rabbanon holds mitzvahs is in that research. Mitzvahs is Mevatel Yisrael. So this is the Kasha, the Yechat is, why do we say that Tirel must hold that Mitzvahs is a Mevatel Yisrael? Because by Tom Pesach, he says, that's the way to be kind of Mitzvah. There's the way to be kind of Mitzvah. So why don't we say by Tom Pesach is a special law? Special law. So we don't say that. Why? If by Kom Pesach the Torah says that it's not in battle, so maybe we should learn out collateral code from Kom Pesach that it's in battle. So why can't we say the same thing in the Rabbanon field too? That mitzvahs is in the battle in Jerusalem, but and the I is because by Kom Pesach the Rabbanon made it. That you can be kind of mitzvah of Pesach, or the Kirche. You can be kind, Shalom of the Kirche also, but you can be kind of the Kirche. So what's the difference between Hero and the Rabbanon? So, now this is very difficult because the Marshal had a difficulty in these phases. The Yishreima, the Soba, the Kirche, the Yishreima, if the effort is not in the way called it, it can be only in the batteries. The in the batteries, it can be the core hochel hat der Krieg. The later the hochel lehne war. The Yitzhak the Rabbanon is made to call it the effort, Shmarin on the Beaum and the batteries, the Shana hochel the Volko. In other words, from the superficial appears to my other thing when I show explain it before. You know, it's not easy to know the Maram is always very clear. I never had a problem with understanding the Marsh. Because the Maram is such a, he puts everything with your mouth, the Maram. Like the Ram, you know, the Shiva. Such as God. The Marsh, sometimes I have a lot of difficulty understanding the Marsh. Not because it's too difficult to understand because the Marshal does not have the Russian of the Maram. The Maram puts everything in your mind. So, I don't think that the Marshal understood his status that well. But, superficially, it appears to me that his was saying, even though the Rabbanon agreed here that the mitzvah of Achillas Chom Pesach can be fulfilled on the Tvichah, but there is a difference between Jewel and the Rabbanon. On one hand, there is a difference. because, in other words, Tesvashit appears to be that everybody agrees, here and there, Rabbeinu appears, that the Eved Yom Kayim, the Mitzvah Achiras Korban Pesach, Utur. So here agrees that the Eved can be Kayim, the Mitzvah Achiras Korban Pesach, Shalom Yom Kippur. And the Rabbeinu appears, agrees with Hillel, that the Eved can be Kayim, the Mitzvah Achiras Korban Pesach, Utur. But there is a Machlokes in here. What is the proper way the Chatchila to be Mekayim Achiras Korban Pesach? So according to the ideal way of being Mekayim the Mitzvah Achiras Korban Pesach is Al-Vitruch about it. But the Eved is Al-Vay Shalei Al-Vitruch. And the Rabbanim say the reverse. They say the ideal way is on the non-truch. But the Eved is Al-Vay Shalei Al-Vitruch. So Mele, according according to the Rabbonim who say that the ideal way is Shalayot. And Tzarasmor is to say that he has to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shalayot. But yes, special Zosak also, that Al-Vitruche is also right. Al-Vitruche is also right. So, but it's a smaller, so, no Al-Vitruche is on it. But, Yadik Zosak also, that Al-Vitruche is also right. Some Mele, we say it's a special Zosak also. The Rabbanim say that like this, so mitzvahs is mitatlis rezu. Mitzvahs is mitatlis rezu. So Mele, but here we have the special Zerosakosu. We have the special Zerosakosu that the Eved, it's not God. Only Hashem can call it to Hillel. So without the Zerosakosu, I would say,